Welcome to episode 3 of the Main Street Exchange, a Zia Media Group podcast where we talk about small town America, its marketing, advertising, and all of the above. And last week we had Sunglass here,
yes.
Clint Freeman, one of my mentors and someone you're growing to know all the time. Yep. And we thought it would be really great to inform our listeners a little bit about Peek Under the Hood.
Yeah,
a little bit about behind the scenes. Now we're talking about growth, of course. His prowess is a huge part of that growth, but we're partners in that shift. And we thought we would just kind of hammer out a few of those things and give our listeners some tangible resources to make their next steps and what they need to do. And so, what were your thoughts about a little bit about our conversation with?
Well, yeah, I think the uniqueness of that is 10 years, right? You guys have, Clint partnered with you over 10 years ago now. And so there's longevity in that relationship. And so having you answer some questions about some of those ups and downs, some of the things you've learned over the marketing time period, you don't always get a client necessarily that you get to work with for 10 years and go work with them from that low end kind of, time to this high growth curve that they've had over those years and all the acquisitions. And then of course you get even a more detailed experience, I think, because of your relationship with Clint.
Really the life cycle of a business. Yep.
Right. And so I think, the value
that's perpetuating, not life cycle to death,
right?
But a perpetuating.
So I think the value, one thing I'd be interested in is, what's one of those extremely valuable lessons you've learned that was something that took a Sunglass to another level?
You know,
what was one of those tidbits in the marketing world?
I'm always, I want to treat it a little bit with tenderness,
sure,
just because, the richness of this value is so great. Not what we do is really amazing.
Yes. Yeah, you don't have to give all the secrets away. No. Hey, maybe just expose the woods for the auto glass. Yeah, don't worry about that.
we learned some major lessons that we are using now for a lot of our service-based businesses.
Yes.
And particularly those in a small town deal with different pressures and distinct digital marketing struggles. And the reality is if you're in a small town, the way you do marketing is different. There is no way there's no way around that. On a business level, Clint was talking about last time how that executive decision making, there's different pressures. A lot of the pressures he was explaining were very specific to the senior leader. And wow, what a gift to have him come and share with all of us some of those life lessons. The things I learned were very specific to marketing, and aren't always shared necessarily in detail with leadership. But what I can tell you on a bird's eye view is that marketing to a small town is very loyalty based. It is not the spam-filled marketing tactics that you're going to hear on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
Or YouTube. It's the long burn. It's the trying really hard. It's thinking through metrics. It's trying to figure out if this method will work here and not copy and paste. Copy and paste from metro communities will not be your answer.
Yes.
Don't lean on that. Do not lean on that. Do the hard thing, the hard work of building trust with the community. So if you're a business owner right now and you're listening and you're in a small town, something that needs to be a part of the DNA of your marketing plan is to understand the needs of your community. Mm. And market in that fashion.
Sure.
Now, there are tactics that we do as I'm the main SEO technician here. I know how to rank people. So if and this isn't a sales pitch, this is the truth, y'all. The recent studies are showing that 68% of seekers on maps who are looking for a service will convert. 68% of seekers.
Huge.
How do you bypass that?
You can't.
like what we've coined, it's digital Main Street.
It is.
It is Main Street. Do you, if someone handed you the keys to the best property on Main Street, would you say no?
It's nobody understands that, right?
No. And so
that'd be a great name for a podcast, by the way, Digital Main Street.
Oh. And well,
we might have to do something with that.
But I think, you know, the main idea here, though, is what we did for Sunglass was really hone in on their products and services and figuring out a way for people that are looking for them online can find them.
Yes.
I know that sounds rudimentary and silly and obvious, right? But no one knows how to do it.
Yeah.
No one knows how. People are like, I need to be visible online. That's just kind of what they say. How do you do it?
Right.
That's where a strong partner like us comes in. Or if you study real hard and learn the ropes yourself, absolutely, which is attainable. We are coming. We'll be sharing with everyone here in about a month or so how we're releasing to train and educate people on how to do it themselves the best that they can. But, you know, really what it means is you have to be able to get yourself on Google Maps, Google search engine listings. That means the part after you see the maps and the directions, there's another listing there. Google uses that as part of your authority. So what we did with Sunglass was like, let's start there. Let's rank on maps. Let's figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Second was, how do we do that while acquiring new businesses?
Right.
And so we had to do a lot of research into how do we bring these localities and what are Google's rules regarding those localities.
And along that line, you know, a lot's changed in a decade for a lot of that stuff. What are kind of some of those gifts that I'd say you and I talk about, the gifts that Google has given us as a local agency, that really has allowed us to outshine national agencies, for these clients.
So really Google has like working with agencies because they don't have to be everywhere.
Right.
And it's a really smart move if they can, and this was shown recently in their divesting with their domains and websites.
Yes, right.
They learned they are not small potatoes and they are done working in small potatoes. So we'll take that because that's where we shine and that's where we do really well. So what they've done is said, okay, agencies, you handle all the everyday stuff. We got the big stuff. Okay. So really the gift is you need to be able to market yourself within a 50-mile radius of where you're at. If you're in a rural community, if you're in a metro, 25 miles. And so that is the hook where, you know, understanding small communities where a company like us really makes sense, because now we're able to feel the pulse of the rural community. There's certain things about the rural community that metro areas and agencies, to be frank, don't understand.
Yeah.
The local networking pieces, the way the city council is structured, the way the community operates, the way the community shakes hands. What do they do? How are they communicating these types of opportunities? Well, you got to be able to understand where those opportunities are, invest in those opportunities, digitally speaking, so that when that 68% is looking for you, they call you.
Yeah.
Think about that on a percentage level. If people were to really understand the power of local search, their businesses would be changed forever.
Well, and here's another part of that. That's 68% converting to one of those listings.
Making a phone call, right.
Right. And that's, you know,
a search. Ready to buy.
So, but that also could mean that there's a higher percentage that are converting. They just don't convert through that avenue. So having your business even being seen there is vital. If you're number one, the amount of clicks and the amount of calls you're getting versus being not on that 1 through 3 list is unbelievable, you know? And what's beautiful about, some of these things that have happened is it favors locality so much now, that having a local agency that knows what they're doing can really, really help boost your SEO.
Right. And this sounds like a sales pitch, right? But it's the truth.
It's the truth. It's the truth. You have to know what it's like.
Yeah, and the power of that. You know, so I mean, to change even do percentage games here, 88% of people are actually looking online. Yeah. So buyers are the 68% ready to buy.
Right.
So in Sunglass's case.
Yes.
Okay. Now I could talk this way because they don't own the business anymore. Hey, yeah, we get to talk a little bit of details here. Windshield repair.
Windshield repair. Yeah.
Booyah. We win that keyword.
Yeah.
We win everything else. So it's part of the reason why the company he mentioned were so interested in purchasing them because of their digital assets.
Speaking of that, let's go to that just for a minute. Well, we won't go too far, but
I just want to give everything away.
But here's a reality, because business owners are often talking about the sale of a business. And if you are to sell a business, one of the things that are often overlooked is this area that you and I discuss a lot. And so what would you say, like when you were consulting with Clint to help him sell, you know, that what was the things that, you know, our work brought to the table for that company that attracted them to that?
Yeah. So you have, of course, I can't speak specifics, but what can happen in these types of acquisitions is they're not only going to look at that profitability, you know, this is Clint's world, but that percentage of net profits that you're bringing in to be a viable business. But they're seeing the natural conversion rate from different sources to qualify, is this market available? They can't qualify that with advertising.
That's right.
Advertising is let's say you just run Google Ads. That's it. So I know an X company, real company, that they invest about $5,000 in Google search ads alone. They do not invest in local organic marketing SEO.
Yes.
Which is at around $1,000 a month. So that he gets to keep. These are digital assets he gets to keep, this business owner. We don't do rank and renting. Rank and renting means that you pay an agency to buy a market and work for the market, but you rent the market from them.
Yeah, you pay for the leads,
basically. Like it would be like windshieldfarmington.com. They build that business, they build that mass profile, they build the leads. You gain all the leads for about $4,000 rate a month. And then when you can't pay, they withhold it and resell those leads to someone else.
Okay. Your competitor.
Not an ethical practice. It is very, in fact, Google has marked that as not valid policy for marketing agencies. Good thing we never got into rank and renting. Yeah, yeah. And so that whole business line is converted into lead gen businesses. Lead generation focused businesses have taken over that old model.
Yep.
The only difference is that they're just telling the truth. You're going to buy the leads, but we're not going to trick your business assets. So one of the most important things is to understand that your traffic that you own the market in matters in an acquisition. It matters when someone looks at it and says, well, how much of the market are you bearing to convert? Yes. You know, if you're dumping it all in AdWords, does that mean we have to spend $5,000 a month too? Or do you have natural leads coming in because of your marketing?
That's right. It's that lead equity, really. Yep. What it comes there down it is. To is yep. you have this natural equity that has been built based around your continued marketing efforts and past marketing efforts.
Yep.
That have built this brand. It's really brand strength, SEO strength, authority, online authority. And all of a sudden, now you have a gift, really, like this asset in your business that should almost be able to be counted as an as part of your assets, because you're going to get 100 leads a month no matter what. Basically, you don't have to run $5,000 of advertising to get 100 right. leads.
Now, people confuse organic with the word free.
Right. Yes.
What's organic about it is it's service-based labor.
That's right.
That feeds the soil of your business.
Yes.
It's like pouring water on it, putting sun on it, plant takes a long time to grow. I love agrarian metaphors, by the way. It just makes so much sense. I think that's why you find a lot of that in the Bible. You know, you see it in God's word. He always uses these metaphors, but it applies to business and marketing. It's the long burn. It's the trust building. It's the planting seeds, pouring water, letting it.
You still have to pay somebody to
go till tend, the, work tend the land.
To the things, yeah. Right? But it's not the
I
same.
I need to jump off the metaphor, by the way.
Yeah. But it's not the same as that advertising spend, which is insanely costly most of the
costly,
time.
Costly, valuable in its own right. Of course, right us in Sunglass, we're running advertising everywhere.
Absolutely, yeah.
But it's undergirded by the marketing.
That's right.
Because if you don't have proper marketing, why are you what are you advertising to is what I tell people.
That's right.
What are you advertising to? And that's a really important factor.
Well, that's great. I going along with this 10 years that you've got to spend with them, what's another just piece that you feel like of the puzzle that just moved their business from, you know, that next step? What was another one of those aha moments maybe for you that just led to some great success for them?
Definitely treating each locality as a local business. Okay. We could have went the corporate route, which, you know, hey, let's go to, and really they leaned on me heavy on this. And he asked a great question, what is best for SEO? You know, because he knew the power of it.
Yeah.
You know, by then, you know, he was a believer. And I said, we name the business with the city in it. He's like, what? Yep. So Sunglass Durango, Sunglass Cortez, Sunglass Pagosa. We got glass and a keyword, both in the names. And we get to allow each locality have its own digital, not universe, goodness, what would that word be? It's really their own sphere of influence digitally, each brick and mortar, because the way the digital space digital works, if people don't know, is that the digital space works very similar to the brick and mortar space. It has to be validated by a brick and mortar address.
Right.
Anything in local digital marketing needs to be bound to an actual physical address. In fact, you know this because when we're onboarding, someone's like, you have a brick and mortar, right? Or an address.
Absolutely.
That is on commercial plots of land, coded commercial.
Yep.
If it is, great. Or if you're able to rent a space and add a suite to it.
Yep.
A room. What Google requires is its own office space that's inaccessible by anybody else. That's a huge freebie here. Okay. Yep. If you're on the fence about launching your own business, you know, you're going to want to have some of these things in mind.
Yeah. Often the mistake people make is they launch it from their house, which I understand it because obviously cost, right?
Yeah.
But if you can rent a office from a place that has a few open and put your suite number on the door, you literally have given yourself a big
About two
gift.
Years ago, I would have said, find your local co-working space.
Right.
Google has they have not allowed that anymore. So you're going to need a real brick and mortar office room with a door lock that you can put a sign made from Microsoft Word on the thing with your suite number on there, and they'll accept that.
Yeah.
And so work on it. You know, that's an important facet to this thing. But essentially, think of your brick and mortar and your website as one space.
Yeah.
You have your digital brick and mortar, which is your website, and your real brick and mortar, which is your physical address.
Yeah.
They work hand in hand. Once those are validated, then you can start building, you know, pun not intended, a web of connections that say you're real and that your service is the best. I'm proud to say that every business we're working on, we're ranking. And so, you know, these things are can change your business forever. Yeah. It can really help you get on the right path. It's not the silver bullet in the sense that it's not the only thing you rely on, like we were telling Clint, or him explaining to us about the 360 marketing process. Really is your whole business health has to be endorsed by your marketing.
Absolutely.
And so, but having that little each little web universe tied around the brick mortar on the website is huge and important for your marketing. So if you're not doing that, you know, pause this podcast, figure out a way, make some phone calls, and it'll change your business forever.
Well, and speaking about, you know, that you said treating each one locally, you did that digitally in the SEO space, but there's also did that in the messaging and the types
ribbon
of
campaigns cuttings.
You guys did, you know.
So one of our communities that we really love is Cortez, Colorado.
Yeah.
And small farming ranch community. What do they value? 4-H. 4-H, they value that. Yep. So we're going to invest in 4-H, and we're going to have it over the speakers. Yep. Sunglass, you know, your local 4-H sponsor, you know, supporting our youth. And
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
That community responds well to that.
Yes.
Doing that in Durango, maybe not so much. In Durango, we do different things. We go to the golf club events and the fundraisers there. We do different activities in the community to say, hey, we are a part of this community. It's not a facade. Right. It's real. So again, tell the truth. Do the right thing. Yeah. Be involved in the community. And your online resources will help you. Now, the way you make those two meet is, and this is kind of getting in the weeds, but it's important. I want people to understand the holistic nature of this. Yeah. So, okay, great. We got a booth at the local golf club fundraiser. Awesome. Okay. On the website event, ask for a backlink to your website.
Absolutely.
Booyah. You just gained a backlink. And they'll forget they made that webpage. And so now you have a backlink forever, right?
Yeah.
And so, and backlink is like a gold ticket for SEO. Yeah. Always has been, always will be.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's literally what made Google. Literally.
Yep.
The fundamental thing that made Google.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I totally agree. Authority. Knowing the communities you're in.
Yeah.
You know, knowing what the audience that is community wide, so important, so critical. And if you're working with multi community businesses, treat them differently, interview them differently, interview their managers, interview their staff so that you know what is happening. There's always someone on staff that knows the inner workings better than almost everybody else because they're connected in a better way.
Oh,
and
yeah.
if you take the time to get to know those people, you get gold nuggets that just help you win in those areas. Absolutely.
Yep,
that's great.
Yep. I would say too, something that helps Sunglass and then we'll start to wrap it up is this whole idea of understanding the community and delivering the right things to them.
Yes.
Because, you know, from early on, a company like Sunglass, and we have several others, by the way. But you're going to learn more about these companies as we keep going, and we'll have some guests around the country as well, is understanding how media and marketing hold hands.
Yes.
Because that was the benefit that they found.
Yes.
Is, hey, run a commercial for us, but where do we put it? Oh, let's put it on YouTube pre-roll.
Yeah.
What? YouTube pre-roll, everyone's on it. It's the second most search engine, the second most used search engine in the world after Google. Do you know what's coming up on a third, which is weird, which organically doesn't make sense? It's TikTok, but that's weird. we'll talk about that another day. But just the idea of, okay, you need to be able to have a medium and creatives that are done well, done right. We've seen creative not done well. Yep. Just for the sake of doing it and then distribute it in the right way. So, you know, it was an all hands approach, it's SEO, media marriage. Development, social media needs media development, TV advertising needs media development.
Well, and that's kind of funny because
magazine placements needs media development.
You started out as a photography and video company predominantly. I mean, your first beginnings were really in wedding photography and video, right? I mean,
that's great industry to understand this business for sure.
Yeah, but it kind of led itself into all these different things that, you know, progressed into these worlds.
Yeah, well, because I had made Clint a video.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
But it had like 10 views.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, we need to change some things up because he wanted his video to be seen.
Yeah.
And so that's where you need these, you need both. It's like a handshake. And, yep. and you got to have marketing if you're developing media. It's not worth it just to make something cool. You know, you need something to work. And, you know, it's that push and pull. I've had to learn a lot about the creative side. Sometimes you got to forego in order to market better.
Sure.
And that's hard for creatives to let go of that, you know. And so, you know, finding the right creatives is going to be important. The people that can do a good job writing a script for you and shooting great video. Like we use cinema cameras, you know, real cinema cameras, not just prosumer cinema cameras. We actually have cinema cameras that we use for to develop great media for our clients. So that's a huge deal that if people grab a hold of the opportunity to make a business like Clint Freeman's, you have to believe in your business and you have to do what it takes to tell the story of your business.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. Finding the right people at the right time with the right message.
Yeah, which kind of reminds me, like one of the things I often get to talk to clients about, there's clients that say, hey, I don't really need marketing. And I understand that, that they say that. But really, when you take marketing down to that base of communication, if you are selling a product or service, which is the definition of a business, you essentially need to hone in your message. You have to hone that in. And one of the greatest things to hone in a message, like you and I know, make a 30-second commercial. Make a 30-second, even if it never played for anyone.
It's the hard work to get to the message.
You gain something so big out of it because that world of having to figure out that message in a 30-second communication is like, it hones it in perfectly. You can't, 30 seconds is just not long enough to mess around, right? You have to be able to say something substantial to somebody in 30 seconds.
It makes you think.
You have to figure out who you're talking to.
Yep.
Right? If I was talking to a child, I'm going to talk very differently, and I'm going to if we were doing a marketing piece for a toy, right? That we want a kid to tell their parents they want. We're not marketing to the parent, we're marketing to the kid, right? That's a whole different messaging and thought process that we're going to put into that versus this adult or that adult, you know, and then every adult is different, like, and who we're going at. So when we start to segment that, it's like all of a sudden you start to have to hone in your message so well that, man, if you're paying for a video that no one ever watches, it would still be worth it because ultimately you're going to be able to communicate your product 100 times better than you would have otherwise.
Oh, yeah. And I could say, you know, definitely some of my seminary training on homiletics, the art of teaching.
Yeah.
Made me a better marketer because in homiletics, you learn who's your audience, how do you build bridges and understand barriers to entry of your conversation. It's very similar to sales. It makes it like sound like a televangelist preachy, slimy preachy kind of a thing. But what I mean is you want to communicate something that helps people understand something and believe in something and then hopefully lead to some type of transformation. And so,
absolutely.
But anyways, I know our time is up, but I know it was fun having Clint Freeman, and I hope like for all of us, you know, understanding some of these, core marketing values is going to change some businesses out there. So is there anything else you want to say?
Man, I think we gave our nuggets away today, so
we better stop, huh?
Bye for now.
All right, we'll see you.